радуйся, ой, радуйся, земле, Син Божий народився.
Ukraine, Ruslana, from her Christmas CD and traditional Ukrainian Christmas carol, Dobry Vecher Tobi, good evening to you. Veselek Sviat, I Shchasivoho Novoho Roku. Vitaju vas vsich na radiu peredachu Nash Holos Radio Ukrainskoho Korinia. Pri mikrofoni pavina dyakuyu shchorishale perebuti zimnoyu nastupnu hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me. A very Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year. We have a great program lined up for you. We've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a look at a new book that's recently been released called Courage and Fear. as well a look at Christmas past in the old Soviet Union when Christmas was actually banned, and that will be on Victor's Vignettes. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, and it will be Christmas and New Year's since we're smack dab in the middle of the Christmas season. So we've got next a group from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan in Canada, and they are called Voloshki Trio. Here they are with Novoraji Stala, A New Joy Has Descended.
Novoraji Stala, Yaka Na Buvala, Nad Vertapom Zvizda Yasna, Uve Svito Siyala. Ягнятком перед тим дитятком на колінця припадають, царя Бога вихваляють, на колінця припадають, царя Бога вихваляють. Просим тебе, царю, небесний владарю, даруй літа щасливі цього дому господарю, даруй літа щасливі цього дому господарю. Просим тебе, царю, просимо всі нині, даруй волю, щастя, долю нашій Україні, даруй волю, щастя, долю нашій.
Ukraine International Airlines North America extends best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Ukraine International Airlines is Ukraine's leading international airline. From its base in Boryspil Airport in Kyiv, along with its international partners, UIA connects Ukraine to more than 3,000 destinations worldwide and domestically. Find them online at flyuia.com. Христос рождається, веселих свят і щасливого нового року.
next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Courage and fear. The first quality mobilizes action. The second emotion can paralyze the brain, but not always the heart. Courage and Fear is also the title of a remarkable new book written by Polish scholar and diplomat Olga Natiuk. Her book is a gripping account of both the Soviet and Nazi occupations of Lviv in the Second World War. The book focuses on the daily life and dire choices faced by a very special group of people in dramatic circumstances. We meet the Jewish, Polish, and Ukrainian writers, artists, musicians, academics, and doctors of the city. This elite outwitted, compromised with, or was destroyed by the barbarians in the garden. Dr. Hnatyuk received her PhD in Ukrainian literature from Warsaw University. She was a Harvard Ukrainian Research Institute fellow. Currently, she is a professor in culture studies at Warsaw University and also a professor at Kiev Mohyla Academy. Dr. Hnatyuk has won numerous awards for her scholarly work, including work fostering Polish-Ukrainian relations. She has also served in the diplomatic corps of Poland at the embassy in Ukraine. Her book is now available in Polish and Ukrainian. It is not a standard academic monograph detailing a complex and controversial topic that continues to divide historians. Detailed it is, but in a highly personal and emotionally resonant style that reflects the best literary memoirs. A very personal story is woven into the grand sweep of tragic events the book covers. Natiuk's mother was born in Lviv the very day after the Red Army occupied the city in September 1939. Her family left the city on the last convoy of repatriates to post-war Poland in June 1946. The family connection is a key element in the author's darkly evocative portrait of the battered city. Natiuk's grandmother had a friend, the Lviv artist Yaroslava Muzyka, who was a major figure and moral authority in the book. Together, they took great risks to deliver whatever food they could find to Jewish friends during the Nazi occupation. In her foreword, the author writes that she set herself the goal of transcending national narratives. She wanted to depict individual histories and strategies of survival. Natiuk delves into what she calls the ego documents. These diaries, letters, memoirs, interrogation protocols, and third-party accounts provide richly textured insights into the choices made by people under extreme duress. And she shrewdly notes texts written immediately after an event offer a more reliable account than those edited and published years later. Natiuk has noted that there is very little black or white in the book. It is all shades of gray. She carefully engages with the most harrowing accounts of the war years and offers a sophisticated analysis of the various interpretations of events. The book is replete with striking examples of cruelty and suspense. A Soviet apparatchik warns the professors of the newly occupied university that we are not vegetarians. The Gestapo sweeps Jewish medical staff from the city's clinics into a prison courtyard. They are insulted and threatened with violence, and then they are suddenly released. There is the remarkable family saga of Malena Mikhailo and Ivan Rudnitsky, the offspring of a Ukrainian Catholic father and a Jewish mother. They all achieved great success in their chosen fields of public affairs or literature, but their very renown made them vulnerable to vicious denunciations. Much, much worse is yet to come. But in all these stories, Natiuk shows the demoralization and psychological shock inflicted by totalitarian techniques. It is an unrelenting story of arrests, deportations, forced labor, murder, and exile. And yet some in wartime Lviv found the moral strength to reach across ethnic or political divides to offer help and express solidarity. Historian Timothy Snyder has called Natiuk's book a compelling study of pluralism, a pluralism reflected in concrete deeds in one city among friends, family, and within your own mind. Snyder praises the human dimension expressed in this book, a richer dimension than the usual tributes to tolerance or nostalgia for a lost past. As Hnatyuk writes in her elegiac conclusion to this very compelling work, the world of polycultural Lviv disappeared. Something, however, was retained, something that merits our deepest respect, and that something is the belief in a friendship that helped to conquer fear. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baker. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you. Приносим вість прекрасну з міста Вифлеєма, де діва сина породила, в пелени повила, де трії царі приносять дари, де віл осел приклякає своїй парі огріває, Христосся рождає.
From Calgary, Alberta, Corinhão from their Christmas CD, Radis, which means joy, and Oy v Jerusalem in Jerusalem. Up next, from Ukraine, Jerela and Spe Isuse Spe, a lullaby. Sleep, Jesus, sleep.
Спи, Ісусе. Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto. When my grandmother died many years ago, she said to my mom, "Your little son must always celebrate Easter and Christmas, whatever the authorities might say. Promise me this." My mom promised her. And since that time, twice a year, we enjoyed a festive time. The celebrations of Easter and Christmas, completely religious holidays, never actually stopped in Ukraine. This was due to ordinary Ukrainian people. No authority is able to overcome this habit. Back in those days, it was sort of an open secret. Everyone would say, "Hush," so other people won't hear our celebrations, because they are forbidden in our country. Then, with that word of caution out of the way, the celebrations got into full swing. I recalled that people on both sides celebrated these holidays. Those who said, "No, you must not," and of course the other side too, the believers and the traditionalists. Of course, neither side wanted the other to know that they were celebrating the holidays, in a different way, yet in the same way. For everyone, it was a kind of pro-communist shyness that we all shared. It wasn't just that this strange mindset came about during the holidays. It was a way of life in the Soviet era. A case in point is what happened with the fantastically popular poet, actor and singer Vladimir Vysotsky, who could be compared to Bob Dylan. Millions of magnetic tapes with Vysotsky's instantly recognizable and beloved voice were widely spread across the country. Teenagers and adults copied his tapes readily. This really can be called countrywide love, and no authority could overcome this habit either. They had to try, of course, even if it meant temporarily lifting the censorship of Western pop culture. The standard anti-religious holidays playlist usually included ABBA, Boney M., Secret Service, Friedrichstadtpalast Ballet from Eastern Germany, and performers from various other socialist countries. The official communist theory was that it would prevent youth from attending church. The reality was nothing of the kind happened. Meanwhile, we all considered these Christmas and Easter TV programs to be an additional holiday gift from our comrades in the Kremlin. Everyone said, "Oh, we can enjoy the holidays. We'll have tasty food and good TV programs. Thank God." I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Ukraine Today wishes you a happy holiday time. We are proud of providing you content from Ukraine and beyond. If you want us to develop content further, please donate at support.uatoday.tv. Together, we'll make Ukraine the voice of new Europe.
Здоров'я, добрий. добрим людям на здоров'я. Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, добрим людям на здоров'я.
Наші
Minstrali from Ukraine, which would mean minstrels, and a New Year's carol, Щедрий вечір, bountiful evening. Up next, another New Year's song. This is by the Volyn Song and Dance Company of Ukraine, and it is called Honey Beer, Medova Pevo.
Ходять пави та й породі, пір'яшко ронять на Божі роди. Ой, ходять пави та й породі, пір'яшко ронять на Божі роди. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже. Діва Марія серед світлиці, як біла рожа, роже волиця. Ой, ой, дай Боже, ой, ой, дай Боже.
Ой, дай Боже, ой, дай Боже. Pa 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 p
Picaridisca tercia and Oichodiet pave, the peacock struts. And before them, Volin, Ukrainian Song and Dance Company, and Medlove Pevo, Honey Beer. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page and check out our blog. In the jam, if you skinchel a nasha program, poran and prostatisia nashtel den tejden, povshichas to domo wiskazate dopobachinia. Ala peritem yakochu, salashitavas to kemislavame mudroste. Tak yak inevse ludena mojesnate, tak inevse mojna vonamate. And our proverb of the week translates as a person cannot know everything, so also he cannot have everything. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us to the end of our program, Chermshena and Vovefliemi Zoria Siaya, a star in the sky over Bethlehem. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.
Я славно жила, Його просила.